Right, we're here at Build the 2015 edition. I'm here with Corey Sanders. How you doing?
Hello, buddy? Very good. Good to see you. We're going to shake hands on this.
Yeah, we should.
We should.
Because this is totally not contrived.
That's
like
right.
We're barely just meeting.
We just ran into each other.
That's right. Oh, wow. Fancy meeting.
It's amazing that we're both here.
So tell us.
And that we're wearing mics.
What do you do for Microsoft?
I am the Director of Program Management responsible for compute in the Azure team.
I love that. That's cool.
Infrastructure as a service, cloud services, these sorts of things. Yeah, they're my stuff.
So what are the announcements that you're most excited about here at Build 2015? Maybe you have something to show us. Your laptop happens to be hooked up.
Well, I brought it here, so I might as well use it.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Let's do it.
So absolutely. So I'll start just a little bit of a description on what we did here. We announced yesterday, actually, via blog, announcement of a new API, actually a template-based API, that will enable you to deploy many resources, virtual machine, networking resources, NIC, load balancer, all these things. You can put them all together in a JSON template now and deploy them all as a single unit, a single click. And so it's pretty great stuff.
That's pretty amazing because in days of yore, what would happen is I would start it up and it wouldn't work and I would fix it and then it wouldn't work and then I'd do the other thing.
Do it again, right.
You know,
that's
and then
right.
Phil would come and
that's
then
right.
Sally would do the thing
that's
and
right.
then it would work.
That's right. That's right.
And then we're like, well, now we need to do it again.
Now you check the whole thing in. Exactly. Now we need to do it again. How do you do it again?
Ah, Phil,
that's right.
Sally.
Phil, Sally, get in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Do we have, is Phil and, are Phil and
no,
Sally out there?
No, Phil is not here, so
Phil
there's no way.
We can't deploy today.
There's no way.
We can't. So we'll do this another time. No.
Okay.
So one of the things that we ended up adding, it's all template-based now and deeply integrated. And then it also deeply integrates with deploying things inside the VMs as well. So you can run scripts and so on.
Oh, so it's not just the infrastructure itself. You can actually set up.
Inside. That's the sound.
Is it? Does it make that sound?
It does.
Okay, you should.
It's really annoying, actually.
Do you have something you can show us?
Yeah, why don't I show you a few things? Absolutely.
It's like open already.
I know.
Might as well.
So I'm here just to show you how to find this when you're actually going back and saying, oh gosh, that was cool. What do I do? Community and templates. And this is a new section that we've got.
Okay.
And so you can see now Azure Quick Start Templates, right? And you can go down here and you can see this really amazing list of content here. And so you can kind of scroll down and see some examples here. You know, here's an Elasticsearch cluster, virtual machines that you can deploy.
These are example templates
these
of
are
things
exactly.
that you can okay.
So
that
let me
sense.
Actually go in here and pick one. So Elasticsearch, which will actually deploy a full cluster. And you can see the parameters are actually, the descriptions aren't supplied right now, but you can see a set of parameters. And what this is going to enable you to do is you can deploy multiple instances, virtual machines, and so on, put them all together, and these parameters will pass out through those resources to deploy it.
Okay.
Right? And so in this case, what I'm going to do just to start off is show you a quick deploy to Azure button, right? Launch that up. It goes straight into the portal experience.
So it's running that script in the portal.
Now it's basically taking that template and dropping it right into the portal. And so you can see here, actually, a new experience is part of the portal. The JSON template is just there. It's just waiting for me now.
Oh, that is
I can
new.
Even go in and edit this if I want to, right? So I'll delete that comment. It won't work now. I'll put the comma back. And in fact, you see it actually gets mad at me, right?
Right.
It squiggles under next. That's like, that doesn't make sense. So you can go in here. So here, you know, the parameters. And I'll actually go in and spend some time actually showing you some details on this. But yeah, right here in the portal, I can go in and edit it, make updates, and so on. And so this is the JSON language. Why don't I actually walk through a little bit of it?
Let's
and,
do it.
And show you a little bit. So here at the very top section, you can see we've got parameters. And so these are the things that are coming in from the user. In this case, the portal, you can go put those parameters in directly. You can also pass them in through the command line experience and so on, which I'll show you here in a bit. And so let me scroll down. A lot of parameters. You can choose the OS. You can choose the load balancer type, internal versus external, and so on. And so this deploys your full Elasticsearch cluster. A lot of parameters here. Let's see here.
You're not standing up a machine. You're standing up like this
multiple
whole infrastructure.
VMs. That's right. And so here now you go down, and now you're into some variables, right? And so this can concat things together. You know, you can build your variables out by taking some of the parameters and building them. And so you can see here, like the network settings, we're going to take some parameters that were passed in, like the virtual network name, and then you're going to attach the subnet values to it. So you're going to build out your virtual network, fully software defined, right? You can go in and concat things. So here you can see the template-based URL is going to compat with sharedresource.json. It just puts that on the end so that you can use that in your template. So lots of power here to be able to do some really, really impressive stuff.
I think the best thing is, like, if you're the kind of guy or gal as you're developing this infrastructure and you're sort of fiddling with things.
Yeah.
You can totally put that into a JSON file.
That's right.
Check it in. And then when you fiddle again, you just add another thing and then
That's
check
right.
it in.
That's right. And someone can fiddle on top of your fiddling.
That's right.
And now you've got multiple fiddling
That's
happening.
That's right. It's a whole symphony of fiddles.
A symphony of fiddling, which
well, that really
it's music
out.
To my ears.
Yeah, nice.
This went well. So
this is not rehearsed, people.
This is not rehearsed. If it were rehearsed, this would be this going better, I think. And so here you can see as an example, you know, the actual resources that we're going to deploy, right? And so let me just kind of scroll down here and pick one that's perhaps an interesting one here. So let's see, what should I pick? Let me scroll down here and find one that's particularly interesting. So what I wanted to find the virtual network here. So one of the interesting things here that you can see being deployed here is this takes sort of the username and password.
Uh-huh.
It takes the storage account and picks the regions, and this is actually going to spin up your instances. And one of the other things that you'll see here that we'll talk about a little bit more in the documentation, this thing called copy index. So this is a loop. And so what you can do here is now you can spin up multiple instances of this virtual machine, of this node, and you can, you know, first of all, you'll say, hey, it's gonna depend upon some of the shared resources that were deployed earlier and make sure that those finish before you start here.
So let me see if I understand. This is like a, we're copying multiple instances of a VM?
Yes, creating multiple instances of a VM. And
Got
so
it.
The copy index is the way of saying this is a loop,
okay.
right? And you can see we named the loop, and the count is actually gonna, this came in as a parameter. So you get to define as a customer, I want 10 of these, I want 5 of these.
That's amazing.
And so the count comes in here, right? And then you can actually go down and the copy index, which is here, it calls into the system and says, what number am I? And
right.
so this is actually the storage account name that's being created takes from the loop.
I
and so
see.
The name now is concatting the account prefix and adding the number on the loop to it.
This is amazing.
Really powerful, isn't it?
Well, because remember back in the day when we needed another more compute, we just have to go to the store and buy the
click,
machine.
Click, click,
and
click,
then,
click.
And then we had to
15
install
clicks later, you're ready to roll, right? Now, this is an unbelievable power, right? And so now you can do all of these things. You put them into the same availability set. You've got high availability. And so this is all, you know, editing in the portal. Let's say I go save here. Great. Now I come in, and now my parameters options are ready in the portal. And so now I can deploy. And so I go in here, the parameters are ready, my username, password, these are all the parameters I just defined in the template.
Right.
And now they're ready for me to deploy as the portal experience. Someone else could take my template and just deploy it using the parameters, and they know that they've got the control, tested experience that they wanted.
That's amazing. So as a software company, you could literally build this really good software, and someone says, well, I don't have the machinery to stand it up. Oh, that's okay. Here's our custom template.
That's right.
You can go into Azure,
that's right.
stand it up, and then we'll put our software on there.
That's right.
So not only now are you able to deploy your software to your customers,
right.
you can give them the entire exact right infrastructure
That's right.
that will just work.
That's right, and the installations that go onto the VMs. And so
and the installations too.
You can run the scripts on the VMs and make that all a part of your parameters that pass through.
So now we've gone past the point of here's a CD, install it.
That's right.
Here's a file. We'll just stand up the entire compute infrastructure
right.
and put the software on there for you.
That's right.
That's
all
pretty amazing.
And all in a pre-configured way. It's very cool. So let me actually, what I'm going to do here is I'm actually going to skip over to GitHub.
Okay.
Because all of these templates that I just showed you, actually, all the ones that were in that portal page that I showed you in Azure.com, actually, let me go back to that.
Okay.
Let's see here. I'll click over here. So here in GitHub, we actually have a repository that we've created for this purpose. It's called Azure and then Azure Quick Start Templates.
Okay.
And Azure.com, the page that I showed you that kind of had the search mechanism and
right.
we found the Elasticsearch, it's actually pulling from this.
Oh,
so
I
it's
see.
A little script that we built that pulls from the content in here. So now anyone can go build content and it'll show up in the Azure.com template
that's
page.
That's awesome.
Isn't that super
so
cool?
So now if someone has like a, hey, this is a recipe I use. This is a recipe. You do a pull request.
That's right.
Show up on.
We'll
the
pull you in exactly. And so
Got
let me
it.
Actually show my favorite since of course I made it myself here.
Oh yeah.
And so here's one I made, right? And so what this one does, and I'll actually you see it's actually in the repository under Azure Quick Start Templates, and I can go in and here's the JSON file. And so similar sort of story, a set of parameters that pass through.
Right.
And then, of course, this only spins up one VM, so it's a little bit less complex.
Okay.
Storage account, public IP, virtual network. So this is, you know, virtual network. Then the NIC. So I'm actually spinning up the NIC here. And then when I spin up the virtual machine, username and password, the interesting thing here, what I'm doing, this uses the Docker extension that we build and support. And what it does, it pulls the latest Docker engine down. Right onto this Linux box, and it actually installs these images that are from Docker Hub. And so in this case, they're parameters. So you could say, you know, I want, Nginx, right, to install. I want Redis to install, right? And you'll pass that through as parameters. We'll spin up the VM, bring down the Docker engine, and put those containers on the box in one swoop.
But wait, there's more. I saw a button there. If you could go back, there was a deploy to Azure button.
I would
love
to go back. Yeah, so in here you can see the parameters and the options, right? And so I go back, deploy to Azure.
And you made like a special link, right?
The same experience. It goes all the way back. You can deploy directly from that GitHub experience right back into this experience.
That's remarkable.
And so now it goes back to the portal, right? And let's say I'm not going to change it. I like what I've got here. I hit save. And then you can see my parameters. And like I said, you know, and in fact, I have the default values there that if you want to just use Nginx, Redis, Mongo, away you go.
So if you're the type that likes to experiment with new stuff,
absolutely,
you could totally stand up like an experimental environment,
right,
of a certain kind and do whatever kind of test you want to do.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly the case. And so it allows you to sort of build on that. And let me actually go back to this template thing, this page in Azure.com to sort of show what I meant about this being indexed. And so I'll search for Docker here, and there's my the one that I built, and you can see up here in the upper left, it pulls from GitHub the picture.
That's
so
really
there's
cool.
my ugly mug up there on the left. That's the upper left, and so this will make it so people can search it. You can find this, and you can go deploy it later.
So here's a question:
yeah,
is it deploying it to its own resource group, or how does that work? Because there's a notion of resource group where you can group stuff together.
That's right.
How does this do this?
Yeah, great question. So when you deploy through that portal experience, it does deploy to a new resource group that's basically generated on your behalf, and it'll spin up the resources within it, right? And So for that experience, yes, it ends up being sort of its own dedicated resource group. Through PowerShell or through the Azure CLI, which I actually can show you now if you want to, you can actually add it to other resources. So you have a lot more control there. You can create a new resource group. You can add it to other ones. So actually, maybe I'll take this as a chance
to do that. There's a computer here, and you're here.
I might as well.
Let's do it.
So let's actually go over here, and I'm actually I'm running here actually in my GitHub experience, but I do that just because I use SSH here.
Right. Can you zoom in a little bit?
Oh, let's see here. You know what? My Zoomit's not on. Hold on one sec. Should I install Zoomit here real fast?
Let's do it. Let's All right. Some zooming.
All right. Oh, where is it? I had it up here. Okay. Should I go all the way here? Let's go all the way.
We might as well.
We're doing this live here, guys.
Holy cow.
Oh, this isn't going to work for me. This isn't going to work for me, guys. All right. Let's do...
Maybe we could just change the font.
That's a better idea.
You know?
I like the way you think.
Sometimes I have a really good thoughts.
Let's do this. How's that? Is that going to be too big?
No, that's perfect.
Too big. All right. So great. So I'm actually in the GitHub prompt. And the reason why I do this is actually it's the way I do SSH. And so I'm going to actually SSH into a...
ABC123.
Exactly. No one look at my password.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to actually... Uh-oh, system restart required. Well, let me get this done quickly here. What I'm actually going to do is I'm actually running an Ubuntu box. This is running in Azure, and the reason why I'm here is I want to show the CLI, which runs cross-platform, right? And so what I'll actually do here is I'm going to pull down, let's see here. That is the latest one. I'm going to pull down the latest CLI. We have a Docker container that makes this super easy to run.
Cool.
Right? So I've got the CLI. I'm going to go ahead and log in here. And so this will pull it's the latest CLI, and it pulls it down, and you know right away I can go in and use my account here to log in. Okay.
ABC123.
ABC123.
Okay.
Gosh, now you confuse
me. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. I think I got it right. And so what this does then, this logs into my account, and so now I'm using the full command line experience, right?
Okay.
And I can do any sorts of thing. I do the normal sort of add VM, all using the new API, but I can actually deploy, and I copy these down. It's a little bit of a cheat sheet here, guys.
No way.
Typing
is boring, as long as we copy.
So what I'm going to do here is actually move over to this new mode for the API, and so this is sort of the new, it's ARM Azure Resource Manager mode. And so here, like you asked, now I can actually make it more specific, right? I'm going to actually name my resource group. So that's Corey RG, right? And so I'll name that. I'll put it in West US. And so I have a little bit more control now.
So you could take these templates and apply them to a resource group already exists.
Exactly. Okay. So in this case, I'm going to create a resource group. And so this is calling back. And hopefully connectivity works here. And so while that's coming in, I'll actually show you what I'm going to run here. And so this is also a little bit small, isn't it? Let's see here, format, font. Let's zoom this in. Perfect. And so what I'm actually going to do here is I'm actually going to run Azure Group Create.
Okay.
And so what this does is it'll create this deployment. It's going to create it in the Corey RG that I'm creating right now.
Uh-huh.
And actually can pull straight from GitHub. So it's the same sort of
template.
Thing. The template that's sitting in GitHub, it now pulls it down, and so this will deploy a simple Linux VM, right? It's another template that I built,
right?
So you know it's good.
Yeah, it's going to be.
You know it's good.
I'm feeling
right?
the goodness.
And so and this pulls it straight from there and can deploy it, right? And so it's amazing sort of how easy it is to just get going. Okay, the group is created. I'll actually launch that. And there's going to be some parameters, most likely.
Right.
And so let me see. Oh, there's the parameter requests.
And those are the same parameters
that
in
the portal.
That's right.
Exactly right. And so now I could also pass those in as scripting options.
Uh-huh.
So I could script the whole thing. Right. In this case, I'll go ahead and say, look, Corey, demo one, the username, password. Uh-oh.
ABC 123.
Now you have to see it, actually. Look away, look away. The DNS name, and so this also has to be sort of a unique DNS name, so I'll say, you know, this, and now it's away we go. And so it'll actually create those deployments, send me some email, clearly, while
right.
I'm doing that. Yeah.
That's right.
And wait for those to complete. You can see it's creating storage, it's going to create a NIC, it's going to create a VM, and then it also will configure the VM for me using the extension model, and away we go.
That's an awesome story to say, look.
Running on Linux.
When it comes to computing, you could work on the software. We can stand up anything you want,
yep.
whenever you want.
That's right.
That's cool. Well, any other announcements that you want to talk about in closing that you really liked?
Yeah, this is great. And I mean, I think the thing that we really love about this is it's really enabled a lot of new partnerships as well.
Right.
And so this new API, it's so powerful and it's so great. We're seeing a lot of excitement. In fact, we announced these as well yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
New partnership with Cloud Foundry, who will be building on top of this. JLastic, who will be building on top of this. Apprenda as well.
That's cool.
And so they're building some great stuff. We've got working with Ubuntu. We got Juju also being able to deploy on top of this. And a Scalar as well.
That's awesome.
And then RightScale. And so we've just a ton of partners and really exciting stuff coming, all really built around this new model, all JSON-based, very open, very easy to use.
And you too, my friends, can be a partner as well. Make your own templates, submit pull requests, and they'll show up as docs.
Within Azure.com. Now anyone can find them. You can go search for them, and away you go. And so make yours the best, right? Make yours the one that people want to use on top of Azure.
Thanks so much for spending some time with us,
buddy. I loved it, man. It was great, and everything works. So what more could you ask for?
So please take a look at these things. And if you have any questions, you can always look you up. Where can
people
find you?
Yeah, so you can find me at Twitter, which is at Corey Sanders Waugh. I had to make sure I remembered it. So
send all the twits to him.
Did I? Yeah, but no comments about fiddle.
That's right. No fiddling.
We're not going to do any symphonies of fiddling on top of Twitter.
All right. Well,
this got super awkward.
I know. Not too much.
No.
It's not contrite.
The perfect amount.
This is really good banter.
This is real.
Yeah.
This is real. We're going to actually start a show.
Yeah.
This is the real gentleman of Microsoft.
That's right.
And so you're going to love it.
Well, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time, guys. Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot.